to the Goons Podcast, the first podcast in the world to use power tools.
We all know you use that to pleasure yourself. What is that?
I do. There's not even a drill bit on the end of it.
Plug.
Yep, drill dough. I learned what that is because of you guys.
Yeah.
Drill dough.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You put a dildo on the end of a drill and it just spins around. I don't know, I guess the balls slap around and I don't know. This ain't
an ad. Call from Stuart, Florida.
Answer it.
I don't know, answer it.
Answer the call.
Oh my god.
I hope they record their calls.
Dude, I always answer spam callers. It's hilarious.
I know. Every single time there's one that happens when we're in a game or in a call, you answer it.
I hope one calls me during the podcast.
You are a spam caller most of the time.
True.
Okay, but I'm not trying to scam people out of their health insurance.
That's true.
No,
you're just trying to order a Baconator.
I would beg to differ. Listen, I'm like, how am I going to give me your health insurance?
Have you guys ever had any relatives that have like almost fallen for that? My grandpa called me like 2 weeks ago and he was panicking because his Amazon account was going to get terminated and like he needed to pay to have it put there or put back. And he was like freaking out over the phone about it. Yeah, he was like the email, dude, it was such a bad phishing email.
How do you get
email.
An Amazon account terminated?
What That's, dude, okay, no, hold on, it gets even better. I was talking to him about it, and I was like, okay, like, have you ordered anything off Amazon, like, where they would have your credit card? And he's like, no, I've never even been on Amazon. So he never even had an account. He just
and
read
he was
this-
worried about-
He just read this email that told him his account was going to get terminated if he didn't pay. And he just started panicking. And he called me freaking out. And I was like walking him through it, trying to get onto his Amazon account to figure out what's going on. And then he sent me the email and I asked him about Amazon. And he didn't even have a fucking account. So he's just freaking out. Old people are so dumb.
They are.
Very, very true. I always wonder, like, if telemarketers and scam callers and all that are going to die off with, like, the old generation, you know? Like, when our generation becomes the new old
right.
people.
I actually never thought about
that
before.
They might just get better because, like, I've gotten some emails that were genuinely, like, believable. Like, there's been some where, like, it looks like it's from Netflix, and I never actually click on the link from emails just because you just never know, so I don't bother. I just go on Netflix and then, like, go through my settings and make sure it's all good. But, yeah, like, there is some that look real even to somebody who's, you know, at least somewhat educated on them.
I always read the actual sender's email address. That's how
that's
I always
like,
find
that's
out.
That's such a giveaway.
Because usually it'll be like netflix.zzxy2213, like some fucked up amount of letters and words.
If you know, like if it says netflix.com, obviously you know it's real.
Right.
Even still, like even if it actually is an official email, I still always double check.
Well, the official emails is not shit like, hey, you need to pay $500 to get your account
online. Yeah, and it has to be in prepaid.
This is the Bank of Uganda. $300 to keep Netflix, please.
Exactly.
$300 to keep Netflix. Like, more than a whole year of Netflix.
We are holding your movies for ransom. Pay to get them back.
I remember that happened with my dad one time. When I first started doing... like IT school back when I was like 19, 20. Have you ever heard of ransomware?
No. I've heard the term. I'm not super familiar with it though.
It's like, it's basically malware on your computer. Like it's a virus, but it's intended to get you to pay to get rid of something. And, it's like one of those things where you can't even turn on your computer without it just taking up your entire screen.
Oh,
well,
he got
one of those one time and it was like, it was saying, like, we have detected be on your computer. And he was, like, he was freaking the fuck out.
They just censor that word out.
And, he was freaking out big time. And, I just went around and was like, yeah, it's just a virus. You don't have shit like that on your computer. And he was
As we were talking about this, I just got a text that says, join free. And the link is http://softpussy. Us available, I'm here.
Dude, they are fucking relentless. I get shit like that all the fucking time.
So
dude,
really?
Dude, yes. I get emails, or not emails, I get phone calls and like weird text all the goddamn time.
Softpussy.com.
I just got a call from Florida about the hotel.
There's like seven people tagged in this too.
Dude,
like,
that's why I waste their time. When they call me, I always answer, and I'm always like, yes, let me suck your cock and balls. Like, I always just do some bullshit.
They get so mad if you fuck with them. Like, yeah. Have you guys ever watched Kit Boga? I believe that's how you pronounce it.
No.
He just fucks with, like, spam callers and shit that are trying to rip people off. Dude, it's so funny because they have the same line every time they get mad. It's just like, fuck your mother, or fuck your mother. Yeah. Your mother's gonna get fucked. Yeah. Just like, oh, exactly.
They make such a switch from, like, this, like, like it's personality of like a customer service person, right, just like, I'm fuck sorry, you to their face, I'm bitch, sorry, motherfucker.
Sir. Yeah, I cussed at one first the other day, and he was like, why you use bad language? You are on recorded line, and or some shit like that. And I was like, why you tried to scam? You are a piece of shit. And then he was just like, fuck you, bitch. And I was like, why you use bad language on recorded line?
Oh, you pissed him off.
Yeah, remember when a spam caller called when we were recording that War of Tanks bit?
World Tanks.
It was the same guy. It was the same guy, actually, that called. The AT&T he called me guy? Again. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the same guy that called me again.
What did he say he was going to do? Didn't he say he was going to, like, fuck your dad or something?
Yeah, he was... no, he said... He was like, I'm gonna fuck your wife. And I was like, I have a husband. He's like, I will fuck your husband. Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, that was so funny.
That guy definitely plays COD when he's not...
Absolutely.
He's just like, wait a minute, are you soap?
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine you're that, like... Like, I wonder if celebrities ever get a spam caller who just, like... starts fangirling because they find out it's like Lady Gaga or something. Like somebody that's famous enough.
I would imagine
where...
Lady Gaga would hang up the phone before.
You know, yeah, I guess if you're that famous, you probably just have somebody that answers all your phone calls. You just probably, don't have to do anything. God, what a life. Just not having to do anything. Just paying everybody to do all your bullshit.
Kind of like how we pay an editor to do all this.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
I pay somebody to clean the house for me.
Yeah, we have to do hour of talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it ain't so bad out here.
Nah.
All right, are we done with that? Because I have an actual topic that is kind of boo-boo AIDS, but that's okay.
Good.
Okay.
Do you guys think do you think you could go to heaven or whatever afterlife you want, but you have to fight every animal you've ever eaten on the way there?
That's not even a topic. It's just like a...
I would have to fight
essentially, I'm
so
asking,
many
do you
chickens.
Think, do you think you could just take like 200,000 chickens in a fist
like,
fight?
Dude, do you mean
like
one,
on your way
okay.
on your way to the
one
gates
for
of heaven?
Each
you're just
type or like
beating
all
the
animals?
Fuck out of chickens.
See, what, in my mind, I imagined like. An extra large version of whatever you said, like
200,000 chickens combined into one.
No, right? Yeah, like one massive dude. Fucking chicken, like some big twin tower sized chicken. That's what I was.
That.
You know how in Zelda, if you beat up the chickens, like a ton of them fly at you. That would be my fight.
Yeah, you would just have all chickens, wouldn't you?
Pretty much.
Soups would just.
Well,
be
you gotta think
like
about it realistically.
Cows.
Just because it's a big chicken or like a big cow. Doesn't mean that it's an angry chicken or an angry cow. Like, you could easily walk up to a giant cow and just slit its throat, and then it just dies.
I feel like you got this topic from, like, some Tumblr vegan post. Like, what if you wanted to go to heaven, but you had to fight every animal you ever ate?
They just punch in cabbages on their way up to heaven, bro.
Dude, I would have to fight, some deer, a kangaroo... An alligator?
Yeah, you'd have
I'd
to find a lot more animals than us.
An alligator, yeah, fuck that.
For me, it's a cow, chicken, pig. That's pretty much it.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
That's all. I got a rabbit. I've eaten
lamb.
One rabbit.
I don't know how to fight a shrimp. I don't know if I could do it.
I think you just probably
giant
that
shrimp is just laying there on the floor.
Just not even moving.
Like 8 stories tall. Just a huge
God,
shrimp.
Like, brings it out in front of you. He's like, you know what? Just forget this one. Never mind.
Go ahead and eat it.
God's
forget about seafood. There'd be a lot of fish. like salmon flapping around.
Yeah,
there'd
be dude, I'd fight so many crabs.
But the real question is, if you had to fight a fish, would you be underwater or would the fish be on land?
Fish gotta go to heaven, bro. So like you're on your way to heaven. So it's I assume that's
so
in the air.
So lungs don't matter anymore. It can be on the land.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just going to be dead if it's like the fish really won't put up much of a fight, I imagine. And on top of that, like if a salmon is just like there, like what is a salmon going to do to you? I know they're big, but like it's not like it's going to stab you. Like it's got little finnies.
It could crush you.
I've had
a
shark before. I had to fight a fucking shark. Oh.
Yeah, you would die.
You gotta stop eating weird shit, bro. Yeah, you're done.
I really hope that the afterlife don't really work like this because you're screwed.
Yeah, I really so hope God isn't a vegetarian. Don't be fucked.
God's vegan.
Yeah. Gross.
Not my God.
Well, that.
Not my Jesus.
Wonder if I actually, you know what? I wouldn't put it past people to eventually be like, yeah, white Jesus was vegan. I love white people fanfiction Jesus.
I am sure that is a thing.
That's probably already happened. Yeah, there is a Tumblr page out there.
I've heard that people claim that Jesus and God were vegan because like God like loves all creatures or whatever, and he wouldn't like kill animals.
Bro, there's no way the Pope is vegan. Is the Pope vegan? I'm curious.
I have no idea. Tom Brady's vegan and he's the Pope. So yeah.
Tom Brady's vegan and he's the Pope.
He's our spiritual leader. The Catholic spiritual leader.
Tom Brady is God.
Dude, I knew I hated Twitter. Like, I already knew I hated Twitter, but I especially knew I hated it when I saw people getting pissed off at Tom Brady for getting drunk after winning the Super Bowl.
Wait, what?
Really?
What?
I was reading this Twitter thread. I was reading this thread that was just like, "You're a role model to children. Why are you getting drunk and like?" Acting
because
a fool.
He's a legal adult. What the fuck?
Yeah, what are you
He's acting a fool on social media or something like that. And like, I read a reply that was like, "The public gets drunk because it's a Friday. He won like a championship.
He's a 43-year-old man. I think he's allowed to drink, and he's in Florida. Dude. You don't have to do anything to drink there. You go to a business meeting and get sloshed. It's Florida. Who fucking cares?"
Yeah, people were mad at Tom Brady for getting drunk. Like, he won the fucking Super Bowl. How? Oh man, I don't know, dude.
People just want to be mad about it. If they've like, I feel like it's just people that have never had anything wrong happen to them, and are just like, I gotta hate somebody else for doing something. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's
just slightly don't agree with.
Yeah,
let's
just
cancel Tom Brady
out.
For getting drunk after winning the Super Bowl.
Cancel all drunks while you're
why
at
him?
It.
Like, they don't give a fuck about anyone else on the team getting destroyed. Like, I'm sure there's some players that are, like, snorting lines off hookers' asses after the game. Like, why Tom Brady for drinking?
Well, he's the only role model there, so, you know.
Yeah, he's a role model for kids.
Yeah, right. I can't imagine what Gronk did after the Super Bowl.
Just beat
he probably,
his
like,
wife
smuggled
or
guns into Mexico or something. I know what Gronk did.
Celebrate.
That's what he did.
Complete side note. Have you guys seen the size of that man's fucking hands?
Gronk?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, Gronk hand. They are fucked. Like, they don't look real. Like, you know when you were a kid and you had the Hulk hands?
Yeah,
it just it looks like that.
Wow!
When he shakes someone's hand, it just swallows it. It absorbs it.
Well, that's probably why he's a really good receiver. Big hand, catch a big ball, and then he can choke me.
Me Gronk, me catch big ball.
All right, I'm gonna here. The viewers can't see this, but look at it like compared to his head. His hand is bigger than his whole fucking head.
Bro. Dude, I bet if he slapped you, you would die.
Absolutely.
He looks like such a fucking goober.
He should go into those, like,
I'm Gronk.
He's like a Pokemon. He can only say his first name or his last name. Part of his last name.
Dude, have you seen the...
He should enter those slapping contests, man.
That'd be fantastic. That
he
if,
would,
if
yeah,
football
because
didn't work
player
out,
would feel real good slapping a fucking NFL player.
Well, if NFL didn't work out for him, theoretically, he could have just slapped people.
Yeah, just, that's what I'm saying.
He would have never lost.
Me, Gronk, me already multimillionaire. Must join slapping competition to make more money.
Is he Russian?
I don't know.
Gronkowski, it kind of sounds like a Russian name.
That sounds Jewish.
Dmitrov.
What?
What?
Your mic cut out. Just gave up. It's like Putin just shot him in the back of the head. McNasty?
He hasn't spoke since either.
McNasty? Hello, anus hole. Hello, I'm back.
The KDG just trying to wipe you off the planet?
I bought a new thing for my mic, and it just like auto turns off sometimes.
Why would you buy something that auto turned off?
But it auto turns off after like a day. I don't know. I just randomly does it.
What is it?
Like a KGB agent came up behind you with like a rope and just grabbed you.
Just some piano wire.
Yeah.
Anyways, on to next topic.
Next topic now.
He's American, by the way.
Oh, well, obviously. Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
You can't tell by just looking at him.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, fair enough. Anyone else have another topic? I don't even have one right now.
I don't even know what we were just talking about.
Why were we talking? Dude, why are we all so dumb?
We were talking about if Gronkowski was Russian or not.
No, before that. Like, what was the topic that even got us on the...
I got
a good topic. How do people listen to this?
Dude, Nicolas Cage is going to be... in like a Five Nights at Freddy's like movie.
Yeah, my stream was telling me about that.
Like, what? I think it actually came out today, the day that we're recording this.
Really? Apparently, yeah. The cast is absolute heat. I didn't look, but my stream was just telling me that
sarcasm. Or yeah,
no, my stream was telling me that there's actually like A-list actors in Five Nights at Freddy's. The film.
But it's not actually Five Nights at Freddy's. It's called Willy's Wonderland.
Vin Diesel got to be in there.
What? Well, wait, what? So why is it Five Nights at Freddy's movie if it's not called Five? Is it just like the same plot?
Because it's like the same kind of, the same meme, I guess.
Have you guys ever actually played that game? I have never played it. I watched a Markiplier play it once, and I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah. I never really liked games that were just solely made for jump scares.
Nah,
that's fair.
They're like fun to it. Like when you're playing a story based horror game and then there's jump scares, then yeah, it's fun. But literally, yeah, a game like that's specifically just made for like suspense and jump scares.
Yeah,
it's dumb to me.
Resident Evil games, those are like perfect amount of like gameplay versus spooky, scary. I'm gonna risk getting COVID
to go watch that movie. I don't give a damn.
Wait, are there theaters open there?
Probably. I'll find one. Some little,
yeah, I get, you're in Carolina. There's
some little fucking hey, barrel shack.
People don't really care in these parts of the states about COVID. It's kind of a myth made by 5G radio towers.
China.
You know what else is a myth?
What? Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't think
you were going to say some kind of race right there, weren't you? Then you realized we were recording a podcast. Actually,
what?
Never mind.
Wow. I cannot confirm nor deny.
Unicorns are a myth. Yeah.
Correct. Yep, that's the one.
That's just true.
And Mexicans.
All right.
They're very real.
Yes, they are. I live in California, too. There's a lot of
them. We live in a house made by one, probably.
We are treading in deep waters.
What, Mexico?
Yes, we're treading in Mexico.
Treading in tacos?
Tiptoeing over the border.
Oh, no, that's it.
Drifting into Mexico.
Do you guys
can't drift into Mexico. There's a fucking wall blocking us.
Do you guys have... are there, like, a lot of Mexican people where you live?
I feel like there's a lot of Mexican people everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I know, like, where I live, California, there's a lot, because that's... Well,
of course.
And then, like, dude, Texas, the Mexican food, though, in California,
oh, yeah,
is
Mexican
just...
food here is bomb.
Oh, it must be so good.
Even, like, Americanized Mexican food is just fire, but, like traditional, authentic Mexican food, yeah. Pretty
What do you think Japanese-ified Mexican food tastes like?
Japanese-ified?
What the fuck did you just say?
Is that
Korean
a word?
Taco.
Japanese and NF guy.
Japanese
sounds like a word
guy.
From like Pee Wee Herman show or something, like some made up kid
sounds
word.
Sounds like a dinosaur name.
Shit.
I don't even, what else did you say? Everything else just shut off after that word. What else was the question?
I said, what do you think Japanese-ified Mexican food tastes like?
It happened again.
Like a sushi taco?
So if there's like a Taco Bell in Japan, what would the menu be like?
Right.
Probably Mexican.
Sushi taco.
I don't know.
Because
Doritos Loco.
I'm pretty sure in like.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure in like Hong Kong, like McDonald's have like curried eggs.
Yeah, they got a lot of weird fish.
Oh, dude, we should take a trip to Hong Kong and just try the McDonald's.
The fishy five-layer burrito.
You know what, Soup? I would be down for that. Once COVID lifts, I'm trying to travel.
Pizza.
I don't care where we go. I'll go all the way to Hong Kong to try McDonald's with you.
You know, I was curious one day on YouTube. I was just, you know, doing
Baja
my browsing.
Fish.
Okay. There are people that make airport restaurant review videos.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I watched one of like an obscure Burger King in some airport. Just out of pure boredom and curiosity. And it was like, just this guy reviewing like Terminal A, Section 1 Burger King Airport. Like, just so fucking
stupid. What
is that
for?
Is anyone actually benefiting from this information?
What is
this for? I don't know. I don't want to know.
That's so... Why would you base your channel off of that?
I don't want to know who's actually watching that.
There's one channel I watch, and he is living the life. He like goes to Japan and shit, and just tries to find the most expensive restaurant he can, and then just films it. Doesn't even talk or anything, and that's his whole thing. And he gets like millions of views.
Huh. That's
so like he just films himself eating, and people
watch
it.
Yeah, like yeah, literally, like he just like goes to Japan, like the. One of my, like, I think his most popular videos is eating olive Wagyu in Japan, which is, like the hardest to get Wagyu, from my understanding. But, yeah, he doesn't talk once. He just holds the camera, watches the chef make it, and then eats silently. And, like,
why don't
I, think
we
that
just recreate
I think
that
video
that.
Has, like, hold on, let me see how many videos or how many views that has.
Why don't we just recreate that but make it actually entertaining and talk? Say literally anything.
That has 52 million views.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
All he did
was
silently eat steak in Japan for 52 million views.
I look at dicks for like 20 hours for 10 million views. This dude just goes eats good food.
Yeah, he just goes and eats Wagyu in Japan. And
zero penises?
Well,
zero wieners?
The only meat is what he's eating? Are you kidding me?
Dude, can we make a Goons food review channel in the future?
Just a Goons anything channel.
Goons anything.
Goons everything.
I just want to hang out with the boys.
Goons gardening reviews.
Goons sewing channel. Goons. Making quilts with the goons.
Oh, there's so much. Fuck. There's unlimited content
Goons.
In the world.
Goons
we can just
hard.
Do it. Oh, that would... I'm down for
what?
That one.
I didn't hear what he said.
Goons guitar.
Goons guitar. I mean, you already pretty much do Goons guitar. Just
yeah,
no
yeah,
Goons.
You are the Goon guitar.
Excuse me.
What was that?
Was
that a gay cough?
Last bit of soda.
Gay cough.
Gay
what
cough?
Is a gay cough?
What is that?
I don't know. Cough that happens when you're gay.
Does that just be a regular cough, or is it from like drowning
no,
in
no,
a cough?
No, close.
There's way too much semen in that
cough. Why does a sexual preference?
I hear dry cum in that
cough. In that
cough.
Too much sin in that cough, boy. Go to church.
Too much sin.
We're gonna pray the gay out
like
of that
devil.
Cough, boy.
I know what a like devil coughs devil. Like. I made him choke on my cock, and he coughed.
I
coughing
wanna leave
with the devil. Mid-podcast wake-up time!
That's for everyone that's fallen asleep so far.
Time to wake up! Time to wake up!
Back to Goons, there's a bad Goons, there's
a
man.
Can we start a Goons Church channel?
Dude, we talked about that last podcast. We just need to become the Goons... Yeah, we did. The Goons religion, so we never have to pay taxes again. We absolutely talked about Goons religion.
We talked about this last podcast.
We absolutely...
Don't worry about Soup right now. He's just on...
We talked about.
He actually he had me questioning myself, and then I literally saw a comment about the Goons Church.
The funny thing is that I know we did, and I'm just fucking with you.
I know that I hate you.
He pranked us. He pranked us.
He got
us.
He
really got us with that one.
You really pranked us. Actually, speaking of pranksters, did you guys hear about that YouTube prankster that? Well, he got shot.
Oh, they tried to stab a dude? Or pretended to stab a dude?
Okay,
wow.
So,
sounds like a very smart guy.
Dude, the worst thing is, I watched Critical did a video about it, and like he talked about how, like, I didn't even know this was a part of YouTube. There's YouTube pranksters who like think it's funny to pretend to jump people. I didn't realize that
like
was
random people.
Well, most of them are set up, so this is why this guy got shot.
Yeah,
because I get because wasn't. Obviously they don't say, hey, this prank is set up, because, you know, their fan base
is he was jumping someone and then someone else came in and shot him.
So the guy that
he defended himself,
the guy that thought he was about to get stabbed, who's never seen this guy in his life and just got chased down with like a knife or whatever it was, he just fucking shot him, because what else would you do when there's somebody chasing? There's somebody chasing you with a knife. Like, you're gonna shoot, especially in a America.
Let me get this right. This guy was pranking a random person by pretending to jump him.
Yes,
with a knife
in America.
How is that even considered a prank?
It's not.
See, that's the thing. It's gotten so out of control now. Like, anything's a prank. You could like go up and punch the Pope and be like, "It's just a prank, Pope."
How that works.
They think saying it's just a prank is like a safety statement where no matter what you did, it now becomes irrelevant because you said it's a prank.
At that point, the cops show up to arrest him, and
he's like, "It's just a prank," and they're like, "Oh, okay, sir, go about your day. It's
and
okay."
Like, "Oh, my bad."
Behead somebody at Walmart and then tell them it's a prank, so it doesn't matter. Like, it's not a safety word. Like, you don't just get out of it. But
ISIS
it's just like
prank channel.
ISIS pranks.
What a shitty prank. You couldn't think of anything better than to
There's people that do this prank like normally, and they just set it up, so this guy, like most prank channels, they should call that
the fucking Darwinism prank, and if you die then rightfully
seriously
so.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think anybody's defending the guy.
Natural selection prank.
Yeah, absolutely, but it's just, it's genuinely sad that somebody looked up to YouTube pranksters so much that he thought, I'm going to replicate that, and had to fucking die for it. Like, that is
And then they're always having to, like, push the envelope, right, to make it more and more exciting. So he's just like, yeah, I'll just jump a dude,
you know what?
Without telling him.
This is Fousey
Tube's
fault.
For the views!
I blame Fousey Tube for pranking back in the day.
And who's the other one that did that? The guy with the black hair? He looked like a fuckboy emo kid.
Oh, the guy that would basically like assault random women in the street?
What was his name? He was douchey too.
Oh, are you guys talking about the guy who's like, it's mommy makeout day?
Not that guy, but there was another guy too that used to do
You never
that.
Seen that, Blark?
No.
I was just like, here at the park, it's mommy makeout day.
Yeah, like, they did an interview with like one of the girls that he like did that with.
Well, it's obviously, set up, yeah. Like, no one's going to the park.
It's like, dude, there was one that was or something?
So fuck, yeah,
prank
that's invasion, who it is, yeah. I think. Dude, there was one that was so fucking weird. Dude, it was like, it's fucking mommy makeout day, and he was making out with this woman, and her child was holding her hand while he was making out with her.
What
it was
the
so
fuck?
Fucking
was
weird.
Ew. What the hell? Why?
I was thinking of Sam Pepper, by the way.
Oh, wow. That
Sam
is a name
Pepper,
I have not heard in a
he was
long
like the
time.
People, piece of shit,
forgot man. He existed. Yeah.
The only pranks that I find fucking hilarious are like when people put like a rope on a bike and leave it at a park, and like tie it to a tree, and somebody will try to steal it and ride away as fast as they can, and the bike will just stop dead because it's tied to a tree, and they just go flying. I feel bad, but it's like, you know what? You're stealing something. Yeah. Fuck it.
If you're pranking people who are being shitty, then it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, although
but
that
like
apparently
fucking with the general public, it's like
apparently that is like a massive, massive issue. Apparently, it's very illegal to set up any sort of like baited booby traps, even if they're meant to stop someone from doing something illegal. Like any sort of booby trap is not allowed. Yeah, which is kind of like
it's almost like entrapment in a way.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's I forget what it is. It's the same reason police had to stop driving around in those buses and like looking for people to be on their phone. I don't know if you guys remember when that was a thing, but they used to like pretend to have a public transport bus and it would just be full of cops just looking out the windows to see if people were on their phone.
Oh my God, really? What the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah,
how
I
you
forget.
Pull, would you just like pull over somebody on a bus?
Yeah, literally. Like they'd get out and I don't know, I guess they'd just pull the bus in front of them. But like I think they just meant to do it in traffic, but they weren't allowed to do that anymore because like apparently it's a crime that wouldn't exist if you weren't there to see it. It's I don't know. It's some weird fucking loophole, but they couldn't do it. So I think booby trap falls into the same same weird spot. But yeah, I don't know. It makes no sense. But
booby.
All I know is it's fun to watch people try to ride a bike away and then go flying while the bike's still. Yeah. Yeah. Or there was actually
one. You guys remember Gay God?
Yeah, who?
Gay God? Guy took a shot of his own jizz and like sampled his... I shouldn't talk about
what
this.
What are you talking about?
What do you
watch? Of course
you're
the only person that knows what the fuck that is.
No. H3H3 did a video on this dude. He got popular on YouTube. He went viral for like jizzing into a little shot glass and he drank his own jizz.
The fuck? I'm the
some
only one who remembers this.
I've
high
seen
school
so
did
many
that.
H3H3 videos and I have not seen that.
Do not remember that one.
I swear this exists.
That's
I swear
like your go-to H3H3 experience. You guys remember Cum Shot Drink Guy?
That's actually one of the only H3H3 videos I've ever watched.
Oh my God.
Of course it was.
You were not right,
well,
like...
anyway.
Like, we all know that you're straight. We all know that. But you are not... You do not do a good job of proving that you're straight.
I'm like the gayest straight dude that's
you
ever
are.
Been alive.
Your life and your viewership and your career is based around penis.
That is true. And I just cross-dressed for the first time on my channel, so I'm not helping it.
You definitely practice that fucking girl voice, by the way.
When I heard you,
this voice is believable. I was like, this fucking guy right here.
I watched a YouTubeable video before I went on, so I practiced for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Bullshit.
So, yeah,
kinda, you're always like, fucking shit.
But that's different. That's two different voices, though. I can't go on Omega and be like, oh, well, yeah, you want to hear a song? They're going to be like, what the hell is that?
I mean, it's Omega. You can do whatever you want, bro.
I guess so, but I just wanted to be more believable.
But how long did it take you to get a boner after you cross-dressed? That's what I want to know.
Me
did
to
you
get
jerk
a,
off
yeah,
in that
a,
outfit?
A dude. No, I didn't jack off in the outfit.
Just nut on his own leg.
So standing in a body mirror with your dick out over the tights.
You could see my like man ass like leg hairs poking out through the tights, bro. There was nothing hot about it, really.
You should have painted your nails
nasty
too.
Nasty begs to differ.
Your hands looked so manly. Like when that's all I could pay attention to was your hands.
You have like the most manly fucking arms. Like
yeah.
I know.
That's
it
why
just
I had to wear those like
long sleeves.
That's why I had to wear those gloves because I've got like veiny ass thin man hands. So.
You should have painted your nails. That would have been perfect.
Next time I do this, which there will be a next time because 1 out of 10. Smile. I'll full send it, dude. I'm gonna wear like jewelry and paint my nails and shit.
Oh my God, he's going off the fucking deep end.
I think this is your like way of kind of telling the community
easing
about
into
switching
it.
Over.
Yeah. He's just
dude,
easing into
so joke,
many
like, yeah, I actually kind of like. Yeah, I feel really comfortable in these clothes now.
Bro, I got so many comments of like, this is dude's like secret way of like coming
yeah,
out as trans.
Transitioning. Dude just starts showing up to regular recording sessions in that whole fucking getup.
He's like, hi guys.
You know what? I'd What's support that? You, dude. I would be very proud of you. I need you to know
well,
that.
Well, I appreciate that.
I wouldn't. Get the fuck off the podcast.
Who saw that one coming? Yeah, really. Dude, major compliment I got from the comments was like there was a lot of trans women, so dudes who became women that yeah. said that I sounded more like a woman than they could. So get
that,
fucked.
I don't know. Don't
wow, that's a real talent that you can sound more like a woman than men who've actually had their nuts and dick cut off. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't. Dude, I feel like they weren't complimenting you.
I took it as a compliment. Fuck you all.
I
So a bunch of trannies said that I sound more like a woman than they do. I took that as a compliment.
Bro, in like 20... Dude,
you're
they've been
roasted
on
by
it.
The trans community, dude. They're roasting your ass.
They got together
to
like
flame
you.
Complimenting me.
They're like, I got my nuts cut off and you sound more like a woman than I do.
Christ.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
It's a compliment. What the fuck do you mean?
I have nothing.
Listen, in 10 to 15 minutes, I could sound more like a woman than a dude who got his nuts chopped off. That's a compliment.
Holy
I'm gonna crush
shit.
A bottle of it.
You know what, Nick Nasty, I actually all appreciate right. that for once. I actually appreciate you distracting everyone from the conversation at hand.
Man, there's tears. I'm crying, dude.
I actually had a question for all you guys. I was thinking about this earlier. Do you guys have any like drafts saved on your Twitter?
Oh.
I don't know.
I actually
no. Question. I don't think so.
I like recently like took a screenshot of my drafts and posted them and like deleted them.
No, I actually have no drafts right now. I just
you don't have anything fucked up saved in there?
No, I feel like whenever I come up with something that I'm like, I want to tweet that, I just do it. I don't like, I'll save that for later. Like, I know Smitty's drafts on his phone are just fucked. Like, every time he thinks of a tweet, he just saves it. Like, why?
It's probably the smart thing like, to do, though, honestly.
He'll be eating dinner and he'll just be like, oh, I just thought of a tweet. Like, what? I don't know. I just
that's probably
something.
Smart
I don't care.
Because then he can go back and be like in an hour and be like, yeah, that was fucking stupid, or like, you know, like think about it before he just
well, that's
says
the thing.
It.
Do you
it's
ever
like,
do you guys ever tweet something and then like it doesn't do good and you end up deleting it?
No, I'm not very no. insecure about my Twitter likes.
Sometimes I like if I tweet something like that's not just like a update or something, that's like a video or something. Like if I tweet something that I'm like, okay, this might be like a joke or something. And then it just does terrible. I'm just like, okay, I'll just delete that. Nobody else does that?
No. Yeah,
nah.
I guess it's just me then.
I just leave it on my page as a reminder of my failures.
My failures. My past pain.
And everything I couldn't be. So, no, McNasty, I don't do that. I'm sure somebody on that listens can relate, though. I'm sure you
probably
at least got
that.
One guy. That's you're alone. Insecure about his Twitter likes.
You're alone. Dude, you got roasted by the trans community. I don't want to hear it from you.
That's not a roast. You're fucked up. That's not a roast, dude. That was a compliment.
Well, I'll think of it as a roast. So,
well, me and my trans
that's
community that watch
somehow.
Me will think of it as a compliment.
I really hope they comment on this and are just like, it was not a compliment.
We hate you. Please stop.
Yeah, dude, you took that wrong, dude.
You're appropriating us. Please fucking stop.
All right. Topic.
I don't have one. Oh, dude, all the topics are so fucking shit.
Spaghetti or meat.
Yeah.
They're just...
Suggest better topics, chat.
Well, my topic was about... drafts.
And yeah, I know. We covered that.
Yeah,
we all didn't have
well,
drafts.
Well, no one asked me if I had any.
Do you
so
have any drafts? I mean, drafts.
I was looking.
Do you have drafts?
I saw, do I have a draft in my house? It's called. I was looking through, and okay. Some of them are pretty shitty, and I'm glad I didn't tweet them.
Do you want to share some with
one,
the class?
Yeah, there's one that says, if Mein Kampf was a manga... y'all weeaboos would be renamed We Kill Jews.
Oh my god.
That ain't it. Wow. That should stay a draft, dude.
Yeah. There's a reason why it's in the drafts. Why aren't baby wipes called adult wipes? Babies suck at wiping. They literally have to wear diapers.
That's fucking
awful.
Yeah,
these
that's
should
terrible.
All stay in the draft.
This other one was funny.
This is why
it's like
drafts,
an anti-joke, dude. That's not even. It's just like, why was the plumber sad? His parents died. It's like it's on par with that kind of. Why
well,
can't babies use wipes? They're bad at it.
They're literally babies.
Thank you guys for reminding me why I saved it as a draft.
Yeah, don't tweet those ones out.
Well, the first one wasn't bad. It was just like really fucked up, but it was funny. That second one was just dumb.
I lulled.
Yeah, just, you're fucking dumb. You didn't even read one of yours.
You literally screamed.
You are literally insecure of your tweets and will delete them. Don't call my fucking jokes dumb. I'm smart enough not to fucking post them. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, you know what? At least Soup doesn't post them in the first place, McNasty.
And why don't you kiss my fucking ball, bitch? Kiss my damn ball, bitch.
That's like something you would tweet right there.
Yeah.
McNasty, you have the worst Twitter out of all of us. I don't want to hear it. The end.
I don't know. Dude's Twitter's pretty fucking terrible.
No.
What?
Well, dude just doesn't tweet. Dude's just like guitar requests for a video.
Give me a song to play in a video.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you for not having a social media addiction, dude.
Here's my new video. Give me a song to play in a video.
Update everyone about everything.
You do it the best, dude. I respect it.
I use Twitter to, like, reply to other people. I don't have, like, a whole lot of shit to say myself.
Or spam me.
Yeah, that was fun.
Fuck you. No, it wasn't.
Fake redneck.
Die. Just actually die.
All right, here's
how do you want me to die?
Here's a fire topic for the boys. What would your make-a-wish be?
Oh, my God. Well, mine's coming true right now. I'm on a podcast.
To die quicker.
Well, can the Make-A-Wish Foundation grant that? Can they just kill a kid?
They just bring you
to just fucking end it all.
They just bring you to a forest and off you.
They hire like a professional is fucking ISIS.
Okay.
Did you see Dwayne ISIS?
Just join.
Not the CEO.
Dwayne ISIS.
Dwayne to meet Dwayne ISIS.
Dwayne the ISIS Johnson.
I think that's slander.
That's slander.
Okay. I'm sorry. Rock.
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 I'm trying to think of my make-a-wish.
I wonder if The Rock's son is named Kid Rock.
No, because that's already a famous artist.
Yeah.
I think that was his
on
joke.
That's a tweet that needs to stay in the draft.
What would your make-a-wish be, McNasty?
Over the rainbow. Probably to like, probably,
meet Steve Vai.
I was going to say play on stage with Steve Vai.
If it doesn't involve Steve Vai, he's lying.
If I really wanted to try, I could probably like end up meeting him somehow. I don't know. I feel like he's easily meatable.
Absorbed.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like easily meatable. Like he's famous, but he's not like fucking like Kendall Jenner famous. You know, he's not like
over
fucking.
Over here, Steve Vai, make stage videos. Over here, Steve Vai.
I somewhat get what you mean. I mean, right, yeah, he's famous, but he's not like A-list fucking fame. Right. Like, at least it's for our generation, like an older generation.
George Clooney knows, or somebody.
Yeah. I feel like last generation would know him a lot better than ours.
I should just DM him and show him the
DM him
universe guitar I have.
Does he follow you?
Like, I'm just trying, like, try and DM. I don't know. He's fucking old. I don't really think that he knows, like,
wow.
Social media really well.
Send him a fax. Bunch of Morse code.
Send him a picture of your car fax.
Yeah, do that.
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Understandable.
Dude, what
decision.
Would your make-a-wish be?
I want to play basketball with Obama.
Why?
You thought about that.
You're a little cracker ass. You would get roasted by everyone. Dude.
Bro, Obama would reach your ankles.
I could jump pretty high.
The blacks of Twitter would fucking roast you, and
don't
I would
call them
dude,
that.
I would
of Twitter. That's not okay. Hold on.
The blacks of Twitter.
You playing basketball with Obama is.
Well, I can't. This is my make-a-wish, dude. I'm dying. Let me play basketball with Obama.
They'd be like, this little white boy couldn't have died sooner. He's just ruining my day.
It's ruining my day knowing that dude is playing basketball with Obama. I can't go on to it today.
Cracker fucking white ass playing basketball with Obama. That would just be embarrassing. You'd be better off dead.
They just see this guy who's whiter than the backside of a Pop-Tart.
Wait a minute. What makes you think he's good at basketball?
That's the one make-a-wish they wouldn't grant.
Wow. Thanks for shitting on my dream of playing basketball with Obama, guys. This is something I've wanted since 2012.
Weird.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a weird little guy.
you're a weird, hairy little fella, dude. I'll tell you what.
You've wanted that just since 2012?
You're like a human Dobby. You're just like this weird little thing that just runs around. And you're just like obsessed with socks and shit. And you're like, I want to play basketball with Obama.
What the hell?
Holy shit.
Because I want to play basketball with Obama.
Yes, and he had to say it like that, too.
Is he too obsessed with socks and we just didn't know? What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just like this little thing that's just there, you know? Just skitters around like little. That's like you when you walk around.
Like a spider sprinting.
I don't understand where this is coming from.
Like, dinner's ready. You're just like.
Is it socks? He can run on all fours?
It's socks. Dude.
It's around all fours.
Harm yourself. Arm yourself in some way.
That's why dude doesn't. That's why dude doesn't have a girlfriend. He doesn't want to see, or she doesn't want her to see him running on all fours for dinner.
Just skittering around the wall like a lizard.
Just like drifting around corners.
I don't even know what to say anymore. All I said is I want to play basketball with Obama.
Oh fuck this little cracker kid! I don't want to play basketball with him.
Amanda, we gotta do it.
Fuck Amanda. Who's Amanda?
I didn't say Amanda.
It's at least Amanda.
Can somebody else talk about their dreams?
Tell Michelle, that's my secret lover. Amanda.
This podcast sucks.
Dude.
Holy shit.
Let's talk about somebody else's dream so I can shit on it for 20 minutes. Go on. Who's got a dream?
Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right, so who has a... So who else doesn't make a wish?
Don't worry about what happened there. I don't.
It was very bad.
I don't know what my make a wish.
My make a wish would probably be like to fuck somebody, but I can't think of
that's
who I
so
want to
stupid.
Fuck.
I would want to ass fuck Nicolas Cage.
I don't want to make Nicolas Cage's colon
bleed.
Your white
cracker ass fucking Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, it doesn't anybody work when
gonna,
you do it. No, it doesn't work when
you
do it.
Of you guys is porno or something?
My white cracker ass fucking Nicolas Cage.
And the bottom just says, yes.
I feel like that would just be one of your YouTube video titles.
Yeah,
I could see that. I could
like if
you
made a joke about Nicolas Cage in a video or something, you just like pile driving in his asshole.
I can't wait to see Soup's titles in 10 years from now if he's still making videos. Like, you were just going to give up. They're just going to be so deep fried.
Who says I haven't already?
I mean,
yeah,
at least
putting so much effort in.
At least you put like 2% effort right now. Like, you're just going to go right generous. Down to zero.
See, I always say to myself, I'm going to go with whatever I feel and think at the moment. I never want to put too much thought into things where
and
I overthink it and fuck it up.
You think of deep fried Osama bin Laden in a thumbnail. That's your go-to.
Of course. Yeah. Like, dude, if it makes me laugh... Or, you know, something like that. That is my process. I never think, oh, maybe not. I'm like, that's funny. Fuck it. That's what's happening.
I love it.
Yeah,
what a free spirit.
Well, I mean, if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, then hey.
What I like about that so much is that so many YouTubers, like us included, like are out here trying to perfect the thumbnail, perfect the title,
yeah,
perfect
the algorithm.
Hit the algorithm as perfectly as possible. You just put up deep fried Osama in Arabic text. You're just like so against the grain. I love it.
Yeah, that's also my mindset too. Is like it's kind of like like an alternative look on how other YouTubers title and do their shit. Because I like to make mine kind of like as deep fried and saturated and fucked as possible, so it will stand out.
But like, yeah, it does stand out. Like millions of content creators uploading the same shit. Like, right. Literally infinite yep. amount of haha funny moments CSGO videos. So, it, yep. I mean, it works for you to stand out.
Because,
so
I mean, like, if I was
it.
To just upload, like, funny Counter-Strike video with a regular thumbnail, I mean, I feel like I wouldn't be nearly as popular as I am now if it was literally the same content, but a different thumbnail and title.
Your fans would be you like, know? Soup's changed, he's washed up. We miss
honestly,
the autism.
I get that now. I fucking get that kind
Why,
because
you don't
now.
Drink, Why, what
you
was
have,
it, like 2 gallons of milk and then puking?
You have a thumbnail artist now?
Yeah, I was going to say, because somebody actually draws you nice looking thumbnails. Is it Cajun? Cajun?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What was that? What was that one video you had, Soup, that your class saw that you drank a bunch of milk or something?
It was. Wasn't I think it was
your
the
10K
one where
video?
I. No, it was the one where I drank like Sprite and ate bananas with a bunch
oh,
of my
yeah,
friends
that
from
was
school,
it.
And
yeah.
I told all my friends, I was like, "Yeah, don't really like say anything about this, so people, you know, won't talk."
I'm glad
about
it wasn't
it.
The video of the kid on COD like calling you the N-word. It'd be so awkward to watch in class.
No fucking kidding.
Good and observation, McNasty.
He was calling him a damn Yankee the whole time. Hey, damn Yankee. You're like 14.
He has not changed.
That's so weird how long you've been doing YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
It's
yeah.
weird that you're the youngest out of us and you've been doing YouTube for the longest.
Dude,
how many years do you think you've been doing it?
My channel's not even my first YouTube channel, dude. I had like a whole other like...
Yeah, I think fucking, you already told me about that.
Yeah, that's I had a whole fun. Other, like, Mario channel that I did when I was
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about
yeah.
that.
So,
you think you've
dude,
been on,
so young.
You think you've been on YouTube for a decade? Like, a whole...
Oh, dude, absolutely. I mean, the Soup channel was made in 2009.
So. Holy shit.
Damn. And that's not even my first one.
Jeez, dude, when was yours made?
The my current channel was made in, like, 2012, but I had a couple channels before that back in like 2008 and 9.
Holy shit.
So,
dude, that's,
yeah, we probably started around the same
2017.
Time.
Yeah, I started in 2017.
Yeah,
like, that's when I started uploading. Yeah. That's
I
wild.
I would probably say that I've been doing it since about 2007.
Damn.
That's around when Smitty started too. I was like,
either 2006, 2007.
Like 100 subs.
Yeah,
I
started
I was real early to it.
I started back when the channel layout was you could put a background behind everything
yep,
and you
dude,
could scroll
that was
up and down.
Sick.
The,
it looked
that's
like a MySpace page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
That. Yeah, I never uploaded during those days, but I remember watching like Maple Story tutorials on that layout.
Yeah, that
was like
that,
how
man,
to kill
Mush
Mom.
Cancerous.
Dude, it that's was so painful. Like everybody tried to use like cool edgy like. Colors and you just could not read anything.
That'd be like purple with like dark purple text.
Yeah, literally just could not read anything at all. Ugh, the
yeah,
good
that's
old
a throwback
days.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember like going on somebody's channel back in the day and seeing like they'd have like 3,500 subs. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back when a 100,000 or a million was like unobtainable. Like that's insane yeah. numbers.
Mm-hmm. Now you all gotta do is chase people with knives and die to get those.
Do you guys do you guys remember the first YouTuber that you guys like committed to watching, not just like stumbled on their video once or twice,
Mark
but like
Blair.
Oh, really? Wow, you've stuck with that because you still watch them, don't you?
I don't really know much out nowadays, but back before I did YouTube, oh. I would watch them a lot. I would just sit on my couch and just jerk my little pecker off Markiplier.
I don't like his content, but I love him as a person. He just seems so, like, genuinely
yeah, he's really genuine.
Good.
But yeah, he's just, like, the first, like, YouTuber I got into, so I just kind of, like, stayed with him for the longest time.
Mine was Critical, oddly enough.
Oh, really?
So I was fucking stoked.
I didn't start
stoked.
Watching him up until, like, recently.
I was stoked when I met him. Well, I used to watch Equals 3 on and off, like, just because what the fuck else was there on YouTube? And And then Equals 3 put in Critical's video of him playing Quap.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever watched in my life. So everything that Critical uploaded for like, God, probably 3 or 4 years, I just watched immediately.
Dude, I wish I had fucking Critical's channel. If he uploads so the dumbest shit and gets like 2 million. He's been playing fucking speedrunning Mr. Krabs game for like a month.
To be fair,
he is a fantastic YouTuber.
His channel's crazy. Yeah.
He brought his channel back. It was like dead for a bit. Like it was.
Not really?
Yeah, for a while. Probably around like 2015, 14 ish. Unless I'm misremembering. But I just remember seeing him getting like 100 to 200K views, like max. And now he's like, if it's under a million views, like something's wrong with that video. Like, his channel does insane. But yeah, he's a big
inspiration for me because I like to upload a lot. And he's just the definition of a YouTuber that can upload literally fucking anything and people will watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the goal, honestly, just being able to upload any kind of shit and have people watch it.
People are just there for you.
Yep.
That's the dream of any YouTuber.
Apparently he, for the first like, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years of his YouTube career, apparently he donated every dollar he made off YouTube. I don't know if it's true, but
yeah, he did. I heard that is, and it went to like,
that is nuts.
It went to charities that were, unfortunately like sketchy though, that he didn't know about at the time, I think.
Oh, that's AIDS. I love being generous, but fucking could never donate all of my money. I would cry myself to sleep every night. Like, I don't know. He's his own breed.
We should get him on the podcast.
Do any of us have enough contacts with him?
Well, he follows me on Twitter. I've never actually spoke to him, though.
Mr. Sir Critical, will you come do Hour of Talk?
Like, he's going to watch this or something, and he's going to watch it to the very
end.
He's going to watch it all the way through. Yep.
He's been waiting for us to ask him on.
I'm going to cut my emails for the last 5 minutes of the podcast.
You've been what?
So I'm going to cut my fingernails the last 5 minutes.
Please don't. That is like my biggest pet peeve sound. I hate that.
Oh. There we go. Right
here. Yeah, Critical follows me. Oh, I was always curious as to why.
Stop! Oh! It's me, fingernail cutter.
Dude, I hate that sound. Stop. I'm going to leave. I will leave.
Why?
I hate that. I'm deafening.
He muted.
He just deafened.
That is gross, McNasty.
Are you done?
Oh, stop.
That was a big one. Was that your thumb?
That was a thumb, yeah.
That sounded like a thumb.
Okay, I think it's about time.
Give me one more chance. Okay. That was hell. I hate that
sound. We should end with you clipping your nails. That's gross.
That's nails on a chalkboard to me. Stop.
I gotta do it. I gotta do it for the.
You don't have to do it right now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, why is this an emergency?
Please like and subscribe.
This is really gonna be the end.
Please like and subscribe. You made it that way. What do you mean?
You did this to yourself.
You're clipping your fucking nails while you're supposed to be working, you.
I am leaving.
Motherfucker.
You sound like you're gonna say something that started with an N right there.
No, I wanted to call you a retard, actually, but I stopped myself.
Oh. Good job, Steven. Anyway, you're the bigger person. Good thing you didn't say that word.
Like and subscribe, download the podcast on Spotify.
Kids, don't bite him.
Download on Spotify, like and comment and subscribe.
Goodbye. Goodbye forever.